right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is...
Middle children.
Wow.
Jesse, how are you?
Oh, boy. I'm good. I'm up. I'm awake. I'm thriving. I'm drinking soda. Let's not talk about it. I don't know.
I'm awake as well, which is more impressive because it's...
Actually, it is more impressive.
It's 7 a.m. here.
Ugh, Chris, I don't... You really, like, get up.
I get up because I have to get up. Let me be very clear.
Yeah, but regardless, you, like, you have the will within you.
Getting up is the only will that I retain. I don't have any will when it comes to anything else.
I'm impressed by it, is all I'm saying.
I have zero willpower when it comes to any kind of, you know... Anything.
But anything else, yeah.
You had a date recently, you know?
Oh, yeah. I did.
Was that laugh...
Funny?
Was it... It didn't go well?
This is the thing. I had a date with a guy who was previously a zookeeper, and...
Well, when you go on a date with a former zookeeper, I can't help but feel... Like, if it didn't go well, that's...
Yeah.
You knew that going into it. He's a zookeeper.
I did. I knew it was going to be wild and different. And it was, you know what I mean? And what I think is really fun about me is how strong my survival instincts are. They're so strong.
Well, he can probably sniff out survival instincts. He's a zookeeper.
Yes, he can. And so, you know, it was okay. It was okay.
That sounds not promising.
I won't be seeing him again. I'll say that.
Jesse, are you being too hard on men? I think I need more details on the date because you're always like, oh, it was fine. I'm not going to see him again.
Okay. More details. So, first of all, you can tell who a fuckboy is because they pretend like they really like you, but they have no information. So I'm like, well, it's really nice that your quotes like me so much, but also you know nothing about me. We haven't talked. We've only talked about you.
Wait, what do you mean? Did he like say he liked you very much?
He was like pretending like he liked me a lot. But I know I just know it's not genuine because I was like, it's very odd to me that he has yet. Like, we were already on the date. We've been texting for days and it's not like he had asked me what I do, how I fill my day, what hobbies I have, like literally no questions.
But he liked you, so.
But he did like me, exactly. He liked, he was.
I find the less a guy knows about me, the more he likes me.
Well, there you go.
I have to remain an elusive chanteuse. The second they find out a single detail about my life, they're running for the hills.
It's too late. So anyhow, I just knew that was the case, you know, that we were in that situation and just was like, whatever, I don't really care.
Well, that's, you know, you tried.
I did try.
Can I tell you something horrific that happened to me this morning?
Oh my God, yeah, but I'm scared.
Well, I blocked this girl that I went to high school with on Instagram because she was like very Trumpy and she posted like if you're not with Trump, then block me because you're going to see it a lot. So I was like, okay.
Yeah. Done and done.
So I did. And then this morning she commented on one of my videos on Bachelor, tagging my friend from high school saying, why did he block me? I've always been so nice to him.
That's exciting. What did you do?
I mean, there's nothing, I can't even see it. I'm because she's blonde.
Oh.
But my friend screenshotted it and sent it to me. And now that's I feel so kind weird. Of bad.
Just be like, you said to block you, so I did.
Am I wrong?
No.
I don't feel wrong.
I don't think you're wrong.
But I do feel slightly guilty.
Well, a block is an aggressive statement, I will say that. But also, I'm always like, okay.
It's an aggressive statement, but she said to do it.
Right. She said to do it. And it's like, you can't see my pictures. Is it that big a deal?
I also did it because I was like, whatever, you said to do it. And I don't
That's
want
what I'm
you
saying.
Like, see, like commenting.
No.
Republican shit.
I don't need that on my wall. Not on my wall of safety. Thank you. Good for you. Maybe she'll learn a lesson.
Yeah, but now with my luck, I'm going to like bump into her at Target.
For sure. And she'll be like, did you block me? And you'll and be, like, be like, sorry.
I don't know what happened. I didn't.
I get a lot of glitches on my
And then she'll
Instagram.
Be like, I listen to middle children also, so.
Hopefully she'll be like, and you know, big fan of Jesse. Really
She's
big
like,
fan.
I'm a big fan of Jesse, so I'm going to continue to listen.
I'm going to continue, but I'm really mad at you.
I do want you to know I was a fan of yours, and I'm going to kill you now with all the guns I'm constantly posting online.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, that's fun, too, is his family owns guns.
No, she owns guns herself, and she posts pictures of them a lot. But it's not like she's like target shooting or anything. She's like posing with them.
Perfect. Exactly, like, what guns are for.
But honestly, I'm like, if I had guns, I would sexy pose with them too. So I don't know what to believe.
Yeah, touche. I also don't know.
But she also will like do it with bullets in the pictures too.
No, now I'm done.
And I'm that's too much there.
I simply can't. The zookeeper also was guns. Like, has guns. His family has guns.
So does mine. But like, done. I don't bring it up on a first date. I'm not like, oh, and just so you're aware, I have many close relatives that are gun collectors.
I have guns in my family. I forget how it came up, but he was like, maybe we can go shooting. And I was like, you know, that's not sort of my brand.
This man definitely has said that to people. Does he have deja vu when he's with you?
Oh, my God. The Olivia Rodrigo album is literally... I was like transformed.
I told you it is transformational.
Okay. Did you listen to I Hope You're Okay?
I haven't listened to that one, I don't think.
I'm literally on repeat just sobbing. Like, I'm just like, boom.
That one or the whole album?
Well, the whole album. I love how they're all like different, you know, where she's at. You know, like, they're all different. So sometimes you're like, yeah. And sometimes you're like, honestly, why am I comparing myself to other people? I don't know. It is a waste of time.
I know, right? It's like, it's brutal out here.
She's got that one line in one of her songs that's like, I hope life gets better before I can drink. And I'm like, girl, yes.
When she's like, I think I'll die before I drink, I think is the line.
Yeah, and I'm like, I hear you, I see you.
I was like,
but
me
don't
too.
Do
me too.
Yeah, me too.
I hope I live to see 21.
You know, like, she's really pushing the envelope with those lyrics.
Yeah, it's actually crazy. I'm like, how does this girl that's 17?
I refuse to look up if she actually wrote them all, because in my mind she did, so I don't need.
Should I look it up?
I'm scared.
I bet you she wrote, I bet it was her with other people, I'm sure.
Okay, because the lyrics are really fantastic. And she has a very almost sing-songy kind of style, which I love.
I'm looking it up.
You guys, she's a genius. And if we could get her on the pod, what a time it would be. I feel like she could really relate to us. She has a very middle child vibe. That album is middle child, you know what I mean?
Okay, let's see here. Okay, this is interesting.
What? She didn't write it.
Okay, what? No. Brutal, Olivia Rodrigo, yes. Okay, so yeah, she wrote all of them. And then someone named Daniel Nigro helped, who's the producer, is also on most of them, except for...
Love.
Enough for You and Happier, she wrote all by herself.
Happier is so good.
And One Step Forward, Three Steps Back, she wrote with Taylor Swift and Jack Antonoff also.
Oh, damn. That one's good, too. And I get that one. That one, I'm like, girl, not worth it. Not worth it.
That's impressive, though, that she...
She's a little genius.
Oh, I think One Step Forward, Three Steps Back.
Yeah.
What the hell does interpolate?
Huh. What?
Oh, okay. So she took a song that Jack Antonoff and Taylor Swift had written in 2017 and like reused it basically with different lyrics for One Step Forward, Three Steps Back.
Wow. So they didn't really help her. She just sort of like revived
something.
Think
that, yeah, but I think it was with
Oh, okay.
Blessing, obviously.
Of course, a blessing, a kiss, and a hug, really.
I'm sure, but yeah.
Oh my God, you guys, if you haven't listened to the album, literally, finish the podcast and then, you know, go listen. But go listen, because it's really astonishing.
I noticed you posted a photo on Instagram today.
Oh, thank you for noticing.
You're really
did.
Upping your Instagram. All of a sudden, we're seeing fashion, we're seeing... I mean, it's like a slutty girl Instagram. I'm here for it.
Thank you. You know what it is? I recently, with the pandemic, realized like I have all these clothes I just look at and never wear because I'm like, yeah, but what am I doing? And now I'm like, fuck everything. Like, I feel so good about myself when I wear something I haven't worn yet because I'm like, wear it. Let it live. Let it be.
Yeah, you buy so many kooky clothes and then you just wear fucking jackets.
Right. I'm like, excuse me. So now I'm like forcing myself to wear the clothes that I already own.
But that's exciting.
It's really exciting. I am iconic, guys. Follow my Instagram. I am fashion. Thank you.
I am fashion. What if you got a separate fashion Instagram?
I don't get why people start new Instagrams.
I don't honestly get it either. It seems like a poor career choice to me.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, but I like that's a part of me. Why am I splitting that off into a different thing and being like, if you just want to see what I wear, follow this. I'm like, what? I'm sure I'm not going to do it all the time. I've been terrible about Instagram. I'm going to try to post more, but I'm not going to run two accounts. Let's be real.
Yeah. God, from someone who has to run seven for a career or for money. It's the fucking pits.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't need to do that.
I do, apparently. And it kills
me.
Well,
you do.
Slowly.
Yeah, you do. But I don't. And I'm not getting paid. So
because people are always like, you know what? We should just add an Instagram. Chris, can you just do that?
I'm always like, why are we doing another one? People are already following.
Anyway, what else is going on? Look at you drinking that. It is not sugar free.
No, it's not. Okay, so yeah, I mean,
how's that going?
It's good. I gotta keep remembering that my body feels better when I don't eat sugar, but you know, I can't be insane is the thing. But should I be having soda at 10 a.m.? No. It's all in moderation, as they say, and also just the choices we make, Chris.
What kind of soda? It's such an interesting choice of things to fall off the wagon with.
Black cherry.
A black cherry? What are you, my dad?
I guess. Is your dad into black cherry? Because maybe I'm into your dad.
Okay. Well, that took a quick turn. Trying to have a conversation, a wholesome conversation about soda flavors, and you're talking about...
Okay. Well, you know what I watched, too? I watched Missy last night, or The Wrong Missy.
You did? What did you think?
I thought it was funny. I thought some of it was insane.
I don't like your response right now.
Sorry. I'm just... But I get what you're saying about it was cute.
What did you do? I need to know the parameters of you watching this movie.
Okay. So I went out last night with my friend. We went to play pool. And then we had dinner and then we had frozen yogurt. And then we were like, let's go eat frozen yogurt and listen to the Olivia Rodrigo album. And I was like, OK, cool. I'm going to go get into my sweats. And what I love about living in the same building with a bestie is that you can quickly be like, actually, I'm tired. So then we were like, wait, are we really tired? She was tired. I was ready to go. And then she did have my frozen yogurt, which I was like, do not make this a big thing. But in my mind, I was like, how dare you?
Wait, she kept it?
No, I mean, I'm sure it's in her fridge. I'll get it later. But I'm saying, like, you know, when you think you're going to finish
something.
Why didn't
you just say, I'll be right down. I'm going to go grab my frozen yogurt.
Because I didn't want to go all the way there to just get the yogurt.
How far away is it?
That was laziness on my part. And I'll fess up to that.
How far away was it?
It's in the same building. So some would say mere steps, a minute, I don't know, 30 seconds away, something like that. But
what I'm hearing is you didn't get high and watch The Wrong Missy.
Well, I was, yeah, I guess I wasn't really high.
I thought it was so stupid and funny.
I should have been high, I think, is what I'm realizing.
I feel like
you This is my problem. David Spade with Lauren Lapkus. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but they very heavily point out how crazy it is.
Right.
At the beginning when she's like, and I don't worry about the age difference. What are you, 65? That's so funny.
Yeah. I don't know. It was good, though.
I feel like I'm talking to my mom when she's like, we just have different senses of humor.
I'll get high and I'll watch it again. I wasn't high enough.
God forbid.
God forbid I get high. So then I just, yeah, sat in my apartment and watched that.
Well, that's something.
I'm sorry if that makes you sad, but that was my night.
Oh, no, that's fine. Please. I'm so sorry that it's not a 80s rom-com.
Well, listen, we all love a throwback. What did you do last night, mister?
I got high and I watched The Wrong Missy.
What did you really do?
I did do that.
Really?
Well, I have watched it like 6 times this week, probably.
Oh, my. Okay, so now it's just like a happy spot.
Well, now it's like a background movie, yeah.
Wow.
I watched The Fourth Kind last night. It's a horror film about aliens.
Oof.
You'd be very freaked out by it.
Yeah, that sounds like not something I should watch at night. Or
you give me the, you give the No, you give the vibe of somebody who like couldn't handle a horror movie, you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, and you'd be correct to assume that.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I want to give.
And it's like one of those horror movies that, you know, the ones where they're like, this is a real, based on a real story, and here's clips from the real stuff.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It was like that.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, but it's not real. But I did look up, because it all takes place in this town in Alaska, and I like looked up the town in Alaska, and the mayor like had to, like, did a interview with CNN after the movie came out in, like, 2009 to be like, it's not real. People think it's
Oh, my
real.
God. It's, like, killing their tourism. They're like, please stop spreading this rumor. That's, like, how I feel about orphans. I literally want to be on a soapbox and be like, why do we demonize orphans? Those kids need homes. Stop coming up with scary movies where the orphan kills your family. Stop it right now.
But wasn't there like a true story about something like that happening?
Okay. Yeah, technically, there was a woman who I believe was just adopted from Russia, and they found out she was like 20 years old or 20 something.
I think she was like 30.
Okay. She was around 30.
And she said she was 7.
Well, if you can
pull it
off.
You don't think
that's
scary?
It's a little frightening.
A 30-year-old woman pretending to be a 7-year-old girl that needs to be adopted.
I mean, yeah, it's not great. But at the same time, I say to you, we're ruining it for all orphans.
Well, you win some, you lose some.
I don't know if orphans would say that.
Who's to say?
Who's to say? They can't speak. Just kidding. If you're an orphan out there listening, I feel you.
Devastating. Okay?
And I'm sorry. And please know that, you know, when I was younger and I felt like it was glamorized, like an Annie and in Madeline, and I was like, maybe I do want to be an orphan. Being a middle doesn't seem that great. I take that back and I'm really sorry.
You were connected to the orphan lifestyle?
I was just kind of like, would it be more fun to be an orphan right now? Like, It Takes Two, we've got an orphan. I'm like, I don't know.
Is she an orphan? Yeah, I guess she is, right? And It Takes Two?
Yeah. One of them's an orphan, which Christy Alley is like, I want to adopt her. You know what I mean? Because then I'm like, oh, because if I were an orphan, I would just connect with an older adult and that person would then be my parent.
I think you have hopeful expectations for being an orphan.
I wish I had the same confidence I had in being an orphan as I do in dating. Because like in dating, I'm like, I'll never get a guy. Being an orphan, I'm like, every parent will literally fall in love with me. I'll have 18 dads. Like, I just am like, as a kid, lovable. As a lover, hateable. But maybe I should just date like an orphan. I'm just out here trying to find my family. Ooh.
I'm flying back tomorrow morning.
Can you guys believe Chris is coming back to New York. New York's going to be able to like settle down again because we've all been upset.
Well, so I fly into JFK and then I have to get a car and then I have to drive to Albany. But
oh, okay. There, so honey. You're almost there. You're going back to Albany to like get your stuff to come back?
Well, I'm going back for a couple weeks at least.
Oh, God.
I have a bachelorette party in Rhode Island. We've talked about this many times.
No, I know. But it's a few weeks. I guess it is like 2 weeks.
But anyway. What a tease. So tomorrow's a nice travel day.
Nothing like a travel day to really get you sitting. You know what I mean? Really sitting.
Really but tired. Sitting. But upset and tired at the same time.
As much as you're sitting, once you get somewhere after you traveled, you're like, I'm so sorry. I just simply have to sit. I've been traveling.
Okay. Jesse, speaking of traveling, should we like escape the world for a minute?
Oh my God, let's do it.
Guys, it's time for
the Hallmark Movie.
Okay, Jesse, do you want to start or should I?
I feel like you should. I feel like you're kind of like you're feeling something. So take us there.
Do I look like somebody who feels things?
Emotionally, no.
I feel like I could pass out at any moment, at all times.
Okay.
That's who I am as a person, I've realized. I'm the person that I look like I've been traveling all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, but I will start. Okay.
Okay.
Picture this.
Yes.
We open on a bustling city.
Wow.
And we open, okay, and this girl, she's running.
Oh my God, she's late.
She's late. She's running through the city and she has coffees and she's, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me.
Oh,
the
no.
Bus doors slam right before. You know, it's a lot of hubbub. And then
hubbub.
She finally gets to her office. And we see Bartleby Podcasting Network on the on the windows, and it is extreme.
That's extreme.
It's massive.
Podcasting networks?
Yeah, it's a network.
Okay, I'm into it. First of all, good for them. They got picked up. I'm sure they have sponsors. Okay, great.
Well, they're the whole network.
They're the whole network?
That's what a network is.
Okay, amazing.
Are we on the same page about what a network is?
I'm awake now. Sorry, I was daydreaming about being an orphan. I'm back.
Okay. So we open on the Bartleby Podcasting Network.
Yeah.
And she comes running in, and you see a guy sitting there, a big, a fat homosexual.
Oh God.
And he is sitting, and he's gives her
he's
a look
pissed.
Like you're late.
Oh God.
And he's on the mic.
Of course. Oh.
And there's also a producer that's like frustrated.
Okay. Yeah. There's two people frustrated.
She's late and she's always late. And it's a live show and she'll always show up late. And so he's like, we're on the air.
Okay.
Stop. We haven't gotten the question yet.
Okay.
And then the producer's like looking at them like, what are you doing? And then the producer's like, okay, we have Janine calling from Lincoln, Nebraska. Janine, your question. Hello, Stefan and... Stefan and Charlito? Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte. Hey, girl.
It's Stefan and Charlotte. Hi, girl. How are you?
Hey, girl.
I'm calling to see my husband's, well, the thing is he likes when I play with his butt.
Okay. Some butt play.
He likes when I just need some advice on how to play with my husband's butt in a way that doesn't make him feel subpar and doesn't make me feel freaked out. Well, thank you for the question. Louise, I think we're going to go ahead and let Charlotte field this one as somebody who notoriously loves butt play, and she loves, doesn't she? And then he like winks at her because like we know she doesn't, but he's being mean.
Okay, great. So I think that what I do when it comes to butt play is talk about it. Okay. That is the first step. Step number one.
Yeah, I would have to say, as a gay man who also knows a lot about butt play, nothing turns on a man like talking about butt.
Well, I just meant setting the boundaries. You know, myself, for me, what I have always, I trust myself with so little. And so one thing I also get a little nervous about is.
Let me tell you something, Louise. We can't even trust her with the coffee because this cappuccino does not have almond milk in it.
You see, I will say that. Right. And I don't know about you, but coffee can make you shit. And that's what I'm referring to. I'm not a great
wiper. Is that what's happening right now with this advice? Was it the coffee?
That's what's happening. I'm saying sometimes we get a little nervous. How's the wiping sitch, right? So what if we start with a little sexy shower? Uh-oh. Clean ourselves up, ready to go. Because then we're going in hard. We're going in.
And then the producer comes in. Sorry, we have limited time. So let's just pretend like the people have all been showered.
Because it's
a thing that Charlotte always insists on talking about the cleansing process before any sexual interaction.
Yeah, which honestly,
And then Louise is like, well, to be honest, I actually appreciate the advice. I didn't even think about cleaning out his butt before the butt play.
Before the butt play. You know, I like to always say finger first, and that's sort of what I would do. I would let my finger do the talking and the walking. And then if we looks like, oh, it's going well, then, you know, maybe I'm coming over as well.
Does that answer your question, Louise? Yeah, I think a finger a day keeps the prostate in play.
Wow. I do love that. That's the truth.
Of course I'm biased.
Well.
So, you know. Anyway, I think we answered your question there, Louise.
Thanks for that. Now we move on to our next segment, which is everyone's favorite segment on the podcast, which is overrated and underrated. And that's where we talk about what sex positions and or sex activities we feel like are getting way too much hype and which ones are like no one's doing enough of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll start. Something I think is just overhyped is 69ing. Okay. I think it's overhyped, and I think that it when participating in it, no one's doing a great job. And I like when people are really trying their hardest, you know?
Well, I feel like a 69 is a thing. Both partners experience pleasure. There's a sense of workmanship together.
Workmanship. I've never thought of it that way.
It's like how a lot of your good friends are people you have worked with in the past because you've all tried to reach a common goal together.
Okay, but you know when you work with people and like you're doing an activity that no one's really doing that well or paying attention to, but you're doing it, so I guess that's working. But at the same time, I'm like, you know what, Steph? Why don't you really focus on your activity and then I'll really focus on what I'm doing and then we'll be able to really hear each other in this conversation instead of spending, you know, a lot of this is what I think.
So you prefer to lay back and do nothing.
And then to do all of it. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to disregard your opinion.
Okay. Feels Charlotte. Like you are, but at the same time I say to you, I'm standing by it.
And what sexual position are you for?
Okay. Do you want to do an overrated?
Overrated? No? I'll say the cowgirl style in which I'm the cowgirl.
Oh.
My knees hurt.
Knees. No one thinks about the knees. I'll say that.
I can't balance on a soft mattress.
No.
You don't want to be looking up at me during sex. You know, I like lay me down, let things spread out as they may.
Absolutely lay me down.
I don't want to be held up, you know, because that's not going to be fun for anybody involved.
Maybe if you're like an athlete and you're just trying to push yourself in every way of your life, I'm like, okay, but if you're tired, lay me down.
Lay me down. And because here's the thing, I need one of those ribbons. You know how they do ribbon yoga?
Yeah, ribbon yoga.
See, install one of those in the bedroom, and then the person on top has a little, they can put their arms in it at least, you know? Something to hold themselves up. I need something to keep me up, because if I'm just using my hands,
It's
not going to be good for anybody involved.
Yeah, it's not going to play. And then what do you think's underrated?
Missionary. I would have to go with missionary. You know, you just lay there and find a place on the wall and just think, well, I guess I'll watch TV in an hour.
Right.
And how about yourself?
I'm going to say kissing. I just feel like not enough people are kissing.
I don't think kissing is a sexual position.
Okay, but I meant just like an sexual activity.
Okay.
If you kiss me right, my legs will spread. Now, our producer's like, wrap it up. We're like, we'll see you next time. And remember, get sex. So that's how we sign off every show. Producer's like, great show. I have to talk to you guys.
The producer said, great show.
Great show, kind of. I have to talk to you guys. And I'm like, sorry, I'm late. And she's like, whatever. You're always late, Charlotte. I'm like, okay, I don't know if it's always.
It's mostly.
And then you say it's mostly. And I go, don't help if you're going to hurt. So then our producer is like, okay. So we've got a little feedback from some of the clients. They feel like you guys are too detached from the sexual activity that the next show that we want to do is going to be all about love. And it's not about, you know, how you can do a handstand and give a blowjob, Stefan.
But that's not what, that's the only way I can get guys.
It's not about,
I'm famous for my handstand blowjobs.
No, I know that. And I actually think America knows that now, but I think
that's how I got out of college.
And that's impressive that you did pay off, you know, your student loans. But what I'm saying is it's important that the next show is about love and is about sex and love and mostly love.
Okay. But the show's called Get Sexed.
It's called Get Sexed. And she's like, and that's why we're going to be sending you guys
boyfriends.
We're going to be sending you guys. The next two episodes are going to be live blind dates for you. And then we're going to take the podcast to the, you know, to the next
to the restaurant. Oh,
to the restaurant.
So we're going to broadcast the live dates and then the audience will vote on whether or not we should be married.
Yeah.
And then we're like,
what?
What? So the audience is giving us an arranged marriage?
That feels like we're not getting paid enough. Is it sponsored? Like, what's happening?
It's sponsored by Clif Bars. So we also only get to eat granola bars on the date.
And you know that's not friendly for butt play.
And I'm like, I can't even fucking, yeah. I'm like, wait.
Wait, I'm going to be stocked up.
And I'm like,
sorry.
Granola stops you up?
I don't know. I said it. I'm not 100% sure.
I'm not sure
a
either.
Clif Bar, though. I don't know.
Okay, well, I didn't pick the sponsor.
Okay, sorry, girl. I know that. I apologize. I think I'm just stressed out about the live blind date and then the marriage thing.
Okay, well, here's the thing. You don't have to get married. It'll be amazing for ratings.
Great for ratings. True.
Obviously. And you're not getting any younger, frankly.
What did you say?
You're not getting any younger.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That hurt my feelings, if I'm being honest.
And she's like, listen, that's the name of the game. And I'm like, I just turned 21.
Yeah.
So I don't understand.
And she's like, that's bullshit. It was your 10-year anniversary from turning 21.
And she's like, okay, go home, get a good night's sleep because the blind dates are tomorrow.
Oh my God, they're tomorrow. Okay, so like, we're both pretty pissed off.
I'm like, I have to get waxed, vaxed, saxed. I have to get, you know, I have a lot to do.
I have a lot to do and a lot of like stretches to do. Because if we're being honest, once the show kicked off, it was like harder for us to like get in relationships. A lot of our sex advice is hypothetical. You know what
some
I mean?
Some might say we're sexually inexperienced.
We're inexperienced. We just talk a big game. You know what I mean?
And yeah.
And so again, you know, we cut to the morning. Charlotte is running through the streets, through the hustle bustle with the coffees. She's freaking late. She misses the elevator. She's like, son of a monkey. She goes up the stairs. It's on the fifth floor. Now she's sweating. She's hot. She's schlepping. She's got a coat. She runs in. It already says on air. She sits down and she's like, don't say it. I get it.
Say what? And it's not me. It's another guy.
Oh my God. And I'm so like taken aback because like, first of all, normally that's where the producer sits, and our producer is like, I don't know, a petite 5'3 woman, something like that. And like, I look over at her chair and it feels like almost there's two of her. Do you know what I mean? It's like there's such a presence in the corner.
You're like looking at chest. You were expecting to look at eyes, but you're seeing right. Someone's broad and I go, chest.
Yeah. And I go, oh, and then he stands to shake my hand. But Chris,
he knocks into the mic with his body.
His body knocks the mic, and I can't even believe how it's a small booth, you know, because there's padding. You've got to have padding for soundproofing, and it's dark in there. Darkness is good for podcasts just to feel tight. But so it's dark, it's tight. The mics are low, and he could be on the second floor of a podcast. This man is.
The second floor
of the, I mean, almost, because you know, a mic stand, what is it at? 4 feet, maybe?
It's got to be even taller than that, I think, if we're talking an American model.
Okay, it's American
four,
for sure.
4.5 feet. So he must be,
I mean,
well, if he's towering, was it a rainy day?
It was cloudy for sure.
It's important. Was it raining or was it just humid?
Misting. I'm going to say it was misting. Okay.
So misting. And you said he was wearing what brand of jeans?
He's wearing like a Levi's that is doing all the work and none of the play. Mm-hmm. I mean, those things are stiff, but they are hot.
And he's in the checkered blouse, I'm assuming.
It's more of a shirt than a blouse, but it is a flannel.
Yeah. This man has got to be at least 6'2", maybe even 6'3", is what I'm calculating.
That's what he's tall is the thing.
He is. He's a tall guy.
You can't help but when you're with a presence like that, you're like, maybe I'm petite, you know, it just kind of feels that way, maybe to someone and maybe to him. And he's got a low voice. His name is Derek, I believe.
No.
And it's like, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, hi, welcome to Get Sexed.
Oh, and you said he had a low voice.
He's got a low voice.
How low is his voice?
That's pretty good. That's about it.
Okay.
So I'm like, hi, welcome to Get Sexed. It looks as though my co-host is actually not in the room.
And the producer's like, they show me and I'm like getting my makeup done by a professional glam team.
Love that. I'm waving through the glass and I'm like, okay, it's just me. And I am joined by what could only be described as a man.
Hello, I'm Derek. I am a veterinarian.
Okay, I'm gonna throw myself out a window. You're a vet. You're a vet?
I'm a veterinarian. I own a practice in Sleazeville up the block.
Sleazeville?
It's just the name of the town. It doesn't hold much meaning.
Sorry. So you respect animals, I guess?
I respect animals and I respect dogs and I respect pussy. Okay? The cats and to the thing. Get it?
Oh, I do get it. Okay, interesting. Sorry. I think I'm so for, you know what? The audience has never heard me go on a
I like your eyes and your teeth.
Thank you so much.
And also your you have nice chesticles.
You don't need to. Okay, good. So the audience is hearing me go on a date, and sometimes people say, "Why can't you find a guy, Charlotte?" And the answer is, if a guy knows that I'm on a podcast called Get Sexed, they say things like that to me.
You want to get sexed, bitch?
Mm-hmm. So for me personally, I don't think I need the audience to necessarily vote.
We're not done with the date. Is this
you're
the date?
Not done
with. You haven't even asked me one question about myself. No wonder why you're single.
God. Oh my God. This feels really very real. Here's the thing. I am feeling objectified and
I'm complimenting you.
I know, but
why is saying I like your chesticles objectifying?
Well,
I want to lick your chesticles.
Okay. And so that I do unfortunately have to.
Do you like ass play?
Stop.
I showered.
Oh yeah. My God. Okay. Sorry. Something's stuck in my throat.
It's something can be.
Help. Please help. This is sponsored by Cliff. We can't.
Who's Cliff? Is that the guy that you're seeing? And yeah. Then the producer's like, wrap it up.
I'm like, all right, guys. Well, if you're interested in Derek and want your chesticles to be, you know, breast.
You can call me at my aunt's house. I don't have a phone anymore.
Perfect.
But you can call my aunt at 347-555-6969.
All right. Goodbye. And
then I come back out. I'm like, did the date not go well for you?
No, it didn't go well for me. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And okay. So then I walk in, I sit down.
And somebody walks in the door. And Chris, he walks in and it's like, it's a lot like I'm not sure if he's necessarily going to ask if we need coffee or like, or if he's checking like the technical aspects of the show. Like I'm like, oh, maybe like a mic is unplugged or maybe we're having like some signal.
It must be a tech guy.
It feels like a tech guy. So nobody even makes a big thing until he sits down. And then the producer's like, 3, 2, 1.
Sorry, that's actually the co-host seat. That's the guest spot.
Oh, I know. I'm going on the blind date.
Oh, no. Do you need to check my sound?
I'm on the date with you.
What?
Oh,
don't you work here?
I also do technical support.
Oh, so you actually are the ticker.
Well, you've never really noticed me before.
So no one applied to come on the blind date and they had to ask the lowest on the totem pole in the tech office to go on the date
when
with me.
When I found out you guys were doing this, I volunteered.
It seems like a conflict of interest.
Why?
Because you work here. Listen, okay, I guess we're going on this. We'll just pretend he doesn't work here.
Why? I do work here.
We can't let the listeners know that you work here.
Why?
Because it seems like we couldn't get anyone else to come in and go on the date.
But I'm trying to tell you that I've had a crush on you for months. I just haven't had the courage to say anything. So when
I've never met before. Have we met?
Yes, we have. We've met many times.
Oh my God. I mean, you are my type. You blend into the room, apparently.
That's what I'm saying.
Which is most crazy because you have got to be what? How tall are you?
I'm 6'2" and a half.
Wow. You are very forgettable.
Well, I have like a respectful demeanor, if you will. And as a sound person, I am quiet. I know how important it is to not be loud in an audio room. So it really has to do with the craft. And again, I just thought that maybe if we talked, you would see that, you know, we are cute together.
Okay.
Well, I thought you were hosting it, so I don't want to necessarily overstep.
Well, the blind date, the whole thing was that you would come in and we would have a back and forth.
Okay. So
Maybe you ask me some questions.
I could ask you some questions. I've never listened to the podcast only because only because
that's when the most basic part of your job.
Oh, well, no, I'm only listening for audio mistakes. I'm not listening to the content.
Okay, so you listen, but you just don't. you can't seem to process it.
What I'm saying is, I was wondering how you find, like, what do you look for in a guy? Like, what do you think is attractive?
Money.
Okay. Or I guess physically even.
I don't think this will come as a surprise to anyone. Your exact physical type, I think, ironically, would be what I'm looking for physically.
Okay. That's good to know.
Well,
you know,
I bet it is. What about you? How would you describe your type?
I would say somebody who's really confident. I like somebody who knows how to style their hair. I love a strong eyebrow and like piercing eyes, and somebody who's tall in stature but not overwhelming.
And, did you say overweight?
I said not overwhelming, the stature. And then somebody who has just like a really like gorgeous kind of like thick bod.
Okay.
Like I love thighs. I like love thick thighs. I just like, I just
gross.
I love them. Hey!
So, this is an anti-fat room. And then I'm like, I'm kidding, obviously.
Well, I have twig thighs, so I hope you're into that.
I love the fact that I feel like you'll break underneath me at any moment.
And I love the fact that you could break me.
So, and then the producer's like, wrap it up. What the fuck is wrong with both of you?
Oh boy.
And the producer's like, wrap it. And I'm like,
wrap it.
Do you want
what?
Do you want to make out?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay, great. Do you want to sign off or just that's the sign off?
Oh, are we still on the air?
Oh well, she said wrap it up and then
we will.
Ha ha ha.
Got it. Because of and then the producer's just like really pissed off and waves us off and then takes it's just the two of us and she's like, what the fuck is the matter with both of you?
Sorry.
You can't manage to go on one date and make it seem normal for fucking 12 minutes.
Okay, but did those seem normal to you?
And she's like, we're all struggling.
Jesus.
Take what you can get. And we're like, take what you can get.
Is that the attitude we're gonna have?
Sex us. What's the sign off again?
Get sexed.
Get sexed.
Okay, get sexed and get the fuck out of here.
And then she's like, you know what? You're canceled. This was a test.
What?
This was a test and you failed. The show's been canceled.
But that's our job.
And it's not anymore. And we're like, oh, okay. And I'm like, honestly, I'm committed to someone, so that's fine. And I'm like, I'm like, my boyfriend has a job in tech. He can support us both. And she's like, well, Charlotte, what are you going to do? And you're like, I don't know. I'm downtrodden.
I don't know. But honestly, fuck you. Let's go out and drink, Stefan. And we're going to figure out a plan. And honestly, get a better podcast somewhere else. Okay.
Actually, I have plans because
Stefan.
I'm in a relationship
now.
I'm in a serious relationship now.
Okay, well, even if you're in a serious relationship, which that's insane, you still need to have your independence and keep your friendships afloat.
We just got engaged.
Clearly, you just met.
Listen, yes, we did, but I want to taste him.
What?
I'll call you back. And then I like slip into the closet and I close the door and you're just like, ugh. So then you're like walking down the street with a box full of your stuff.
Oi.
And you trip and you fall.
Oh my God, typical.
Okay, and you throw the box up in the air, and your cactus goes everywhere, your succulents are everywhere.
Oh no.
All of your awards from podcasting smashed into smithereens.
Ugh.
And you just look around and you're like, ugh. And so then you look next to you and there's a diner.
Oh my God.
You're like, well, I guess I'll have a drink in this diner.
Yeah.
And you go in and you sit at the counter and you sit down and someone puts in front of you a milkshake.
Oh.
And they say, this was extra.
Oh.
Do you want it? And then you look and you go yeah. to say yes, because you look up where you would normally see someone's face. But
okay.
You have to keep looking because the thing is that it's a tall man.
Oh, so his face is higher.
His face is higher. It's about 6'2".
No.
Maybe even 6'3" up in the air.
Damn. Okay. My poor neck. All right.
And he's wearing underneath his apron a flannel and some very nice jeans.
Wow.
And his beard would almost risk... I would say would almost risk health code, because it's so full.
Oh, wow. It's a full, thick beard. Damn.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, I guess I'll take that. And he's like, I would take it myself, but the boss is a hard ass. And you're like, And he's like, me, I'm the boss. I'm the owner of this diner.
Oh.
Can I say something?
Sure.
I'm looking for where your wings broke off when you fell outside.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's like, oh, sorry, is that really lame? I haven't been single in a long time.
Well, I have.
My wife died.
Oh.
But I was a very supportive husband.
That's really nice. I just lost my job.
Oh, my God. My wife... Well, I get the struggle because she ran an Etsy shop selling things that she found. And now I have a warehouse of these odd shaped purses.
Oh, wow. She had odd shaped purses?
Well, she was pretty kooky, you know. She loved purses shaped like items, like couches and
wow,
takeout containers, horses.
How fun. A horse. How fun is that?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was probably just going to get rid of them, unless you know somebody who can accept a yearly salary of six figures to go help sort through everything.
Gosh, I kind of feel like I could.
Oh my God, are you sure?
I mean, yeah, kind of. I have like a lot of free time and kind of nothing to do.
Do you have a resume? I'm just kidding. God, it's just so weird because my wife's dying wish was, she said, I bet you'll find a small, petite woman, which obviously you are.
Oh, my God.
Who loves purses the same way that I do.
Honestly.
And diners and tall men.
She's a smart woman because she obviously bought a lot of inventory and then was in a little bit of a pickle. But you know what? There are a lot of us out there that like to be unique and different. And if I can help bring that to light, it would be my pleasure.
And he was like, the only thing unique about you is how stunning you are.
Thank you. And also, I'm unique in
and
other
also
ways.
Other
but,
things too. Yeah.
But I get what you mean by my looks are so sort of like intense and
and I don't know you well enough to really know, you know,
right?
What type of person you are. Thing. But maybe we could go out to dinner and figure it out.
I'd love that.
Okay, great. I'll pick you up at 6.
Okay.
And then you get a text from me.
Okay.
Well, first, okay, you got to save the date. It's an email.
Okay, got it.
And then it says at the bottom, bring your new boo. And then you're like,
bitch.
And so this is when, so the credits actually start rolling after he says,
God.
Let's get dinner. So like, we know it's going to be a happy ending for you,
yeah,
but we don't know
be.
Exactly. But then, you know, like how credits roll and then there's like a little something else.
Absolutely.
So it's like the little something else. And then I'm like, bring your new boo. And you're like, how did you know?
How
and
did
I'm
you
like,
know?
Who do you think killed his wife? You're welcome. I saw him. I love that diner, and I knew you guys would get along great. And plus, all those purses. Come on.
Oh, God. What? I mean, great inventory. Did you poke a hole in the bottom of my box, too?
I did. I also got you fired. I hired the guy that came in.
Come here. Let me hug you.
Okay. Well, we're talking on the phone, but I'll meet you up at the corner really quick so we can hug.
I'll see you on the corner so we can physically touch.
And then they hug. And then, yeah, that's the end of the movie.
And it's called
Boxed Out of Love.
Oh, wow.
What, you don't like that?
Maybe. How about Love Before Sex?
Love Before Sex? That's not the name of a movie. That's the name of a lame kid in high school.
Wow. Get Loved.
Get Fucked. Wait, what did you say?
I said Get Loved.
Maybe Rock of Love. I don't know why I'm coming back to Rock.
Yeah, I don't know what Rock.
Did we talk about rocks?
No, that's...
Why am I stuck on Rock?
No one knows.
Okay, let's go with yours then, because I think I'm having a mental break.
Okay, great. Get Loved. We love it. We love it.
Wow. Get Loved.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, that was iconic. I would love, literally, I think I need to just carry around a box that I'm going to drop randomly when I see a hot guy.
Right? Don't you think?
Yeah, that's going to work. I'm going to try that.
Okay, you ready for our final segment?
You better give it to me.
Praise to the praises, yeah.
Okay, guys, this comes from BK.
Okay.
Is what we're going to say.
Okay, BK.
And reminder, this was in January. I'm going back through. And she says, although I am not a middle, I came out of the womb starved for attention, living in the shadow of my hot, smart, and funny older sister. Jesse and Chris reach the masses and are unifying a divided country with their cathartic humor that has me dying whenever I listen. The embarrassing stories are timeless, and unfortunately for me, extremely relatable. The Hallmark movie of the week often deserves an Oscar nomination, and I look forward to Monday solely for this podcast. Keep doing the Lord's work with the show. You are loved all the way from Colorado.
Oh my God.
I was just going to say, she's the type of girl.
Yeah.
Who brings weed to the party for everyone.
Yes! Colorado, honey. We're high as a kite.
Okay, she's the type of person who picks her friends up when they need rides.
Is she an airport gal?
She's an airport girl. She sometimes just hangs out by the Denver airport, not because of all the suspicious things that happen underneath the Denver airport.
None of that.
But
no.
Because her friends fly in and she's like, I'll pick you up. I'll drive you wherever you need to go. You need to go to Boulder. It's 45 minutes right down this way.
Oh my God. Yeah. She like, oh my, you gotta love someone who picks you up from the airport. She's bringing weed to the party. And also she's like, can I say something?
Yeah.
Let's go on a hike. And she's hiking.
And then she's like, I'm kidding. It's more like a nature walk.
It's a lot like a nature walk. You can wear your sneakers or boots and we'll just kind of move at a pace that feels right. And
talk
she about
knows all
feelings.
The best watering holes that no one else goes to.
Oh my God. She loves a watering hole. Lion King, she was like, Timon and Pumbaa know where the watering hole, you know, are. And so do I.
Yeah, like the creeks and stuff. She's always like, creeks. Oh, I know this great creek no one goes to.
Oh my God. I know a creek and a cave and we're just going to get high in it. Okay, honey?
Oh, she does. She even knows caves to get high in.
Which is incredible. If you've never been high in a cave,
she's a nature enthusiast.
Oh, she loves the environment. She loves the ecosystem. She fights for, you know, animal rights and honestly, the water life as well.
And she'll be like, oh, do you want a snack? And I'm like, oh, no, thank you. I'm. And then she's like, I brought brie and bread on this hike. And then she pulls out like a wheel of delicious cheese and a fresh baguette.
And it's like, yeah, okay. I thought you meant like Cheez-Its.
Once I went on a hike, true story, with friends and we literally got to the top and she pulled out like fresh baguette and cheeses.
Oh my God. And were you
backpack.
Like, what?
And I was like, yes, please.
Okay. Yes,
and that
please.
Woman was BK.
Oh
and
my
that's
God.
Why we love her.
We love her so much. B, you are the Buzz of our life.
You are the Buzz Aldrin of our life.
Yes.
Okay, you landed on the moon in 1969. That's when That's we right. made a landing that was lunar.
Absolutely iconic. Okay,
and we love all of you guys because you're we all iconic. You. So if you need yes. more, go to patreon.com/middlechildren and then join the Facebook group Stuck in the Middle. Okay? And check
that
shit out.
What are you waiting for? God.
Why not? Okay?
Why not?
So until then, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.